Reishayin Tes Sif Gimel. Shulchan Aruch says that metaltol a ner, let's say a candle or a candelabra, by putting a lechem on it, by putting a loaf of bread, a chal on it on Shabbos, that's not going to help. Since beginning of Shabbos, the chal was not there; it was muktzah then. Migus gasar ben hashmashus became muktzah beginning of Shabbos. It's gasar l'kul yoma. It's gasar l'kul shabbata. It's muktzah for the entire Shabbos. But what if somebody had the chal on the candelabra sitting on top of it, mibayd yom, from before Shabbos? So do we say that now it's not a basas davar aser, rather it's a basas davar aser v'mutter, and you're allowed to carry it on Shabbos? Similar to what we said, if you had a table that had a ner in it, you had a challah or something else that's needed for Shabbos on the table from the beginning of Shabbos, do we say the same thing if you have the lechem on top of the ner, on top of the candelabra from the beginning of Shabbos? Shulchan Aruch says the Ari Sharm there are mekel, but the aimless machlav not to be samach this. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that you can only say that something that's a basas darva asa darva mutter, if the mutter thing is there, something that's meant to go there, a table is meant to hold both in there and a lechem and a challah. And we can say the challah is more chashuv than the shahavis and the flame, and mela, the table has not become muktzah. But here and there, a menorah, it's ikras yasa, its main purpose is to have candles, is to have a flame on it. And therefore it's basas to the shahavis to the flame, and not to the challah or the other strange thing that you put on it, even that strange thing might be more chashuv. A similar thing, Ramesh discusses in the tshuva, if let's say somebody wants to move a leichter with the leichter tray on Shabbos. So from the beginning of Shabbos, besides the leichter being on the leichter tray, they put a challah there. So Ramesh says that doesn't help, because it's a joke. A leichter tray is meant to hold leichter, and it's meant to hold the candles in it. It's not meant to hold your challah on it. A potential solution might be if somebody put like a decorative ornamental tefillah for ladies to say after Luch mentioned it's meant to stay out on the leichter tray. Maybe that's something that we could say that if you had that on from the beginning of Shabbos, so then you could carry the leichter tray on Shabbos. It'll become busted of Asner Mutter because besides having the leichter on it, it also has the decorative tefillah. But Chalor, much says, not something that belongs on the leichter tray. It's similar to what the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here, not to be mikkel with the Chalor on top of the candelabra. Sif Dalet. If somebody made Tanai before Shabbos about this Ner, about this leichter, that when the flame goes out, I want to be able to carry it. It should only be muktzah for as long as the candle is lit. Once the flame goes down, the flame goes out, then it should not be muktzah. So you can make such a tanai, and you'll be allowed to carry it on Shabbos after the flame goes out. The Rambam says other Rishayim hold it tanai. It does not help, and these countries are not neig to be samech on tanai, are not mekel. However, he says the minhag is to mekel, they can let a guy carry it. Because, you know, it's amir la'akum, but here, there could be this notion of amir la'akum by muktzah, plus the fact that it's accepted to do this, and maybe it's considered like tanai. We'll combine the Rishayim hold that tanai helps, plus the fact that there are those who hold that there's no problem amir la'akum by muktzah, and mela, you can have a guy carry it, even if it's not letzorch of mukayma, even if it's mechamel itself for the protection of the candelabra. Mishnah Berurah explains the shayla of tanai, you can't just make a tanai on something that's muktzah, that should be muktzah. But here, really, the only reason why it's muktzah is because of the flame. And we know the derech is the flame to go out after a few hours. So that's where some Rishonim can make a tanai that should not become a basis for the time and not be muktzah for the time when after the flame went out. Even then, other Rishonim hold, and you cannot do that. If you still want to say, any bird on my near coming out of shemashas, I don't want it to become muktzah to me, that pashas everyone agree would not work. He says, is a bir agro, that's mashma, that according to the Rif, you could do that. But the Pashto says that everyone agree that that does not work. Now, Sifhei, let's say you have a ner that you lit on, that was lit on Shabbos, beheter, for a woman that just gave birth, or v'chol yishesh p'sakono, the allowed to light a candle for on Shabbos, and then the woman who's giving birth, just gave birth, she doesn't need the kiner anymore, or the chol got better. So now, technically, the ner should be muktzah at this point. If once the ner goes out, you allow them to tell it. Let's say someone by mistake, or even on purpose, chas v'shalom, lit a candle on Shabbos, and then the candle eventually it burns out. So now, it's not muktzah. The candle holder and the leichter is not muktzah. And the reason is, when it was lit, it was muktzah, because you had the Shabbos, they had the flame. Once the Shabbos goes out, technically it should not be muktzah. Now if the flame was lit before Shabbos, since it was muktzah ben hashmashas, migus katzai ben hashmashas, it's katzai l'kul yoyma. But here, ben hashmashas, it was not muktzah, because the flame had not been lit. When was the candle first lit? It was first lit on Shabbos. So while it's lit, it's muktzah. Once it goes out, like Mishnah Berurah explains, ain't muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. You don't say migus katzoi. If somebody can muktzah the middle Shabbos, it's muktzah for the rest of Shabbos. Rather, you say that once the flame goes out, it's no longer muktzah. Whether the candle was lit b'heter for a woman who's giving birth, or for a chadish of sakana, or was lit b'sheg meis, whatever it is, once the flame goes out, it no longer is muktzah. However, Mishnah Berurah explains, it's no longer muktzah, therefore you can move the leichter, the candle holder, the tzor gufa mekayimai. But you cannot move a mechamel itself for the protection of the leichter, because it's no better than any other klish malach l'isser that is also to move mechamel itself. You're only allowed to move it, it's a gufa yom kaimer.